This is Shannon with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Terry Starnes, who is getting a refund of her initial upfront membership fee because she bought a property listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of her Premium Elite upgrade. Hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you, Shannon?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you. So, Terry, tell us about yourself and your investing background.
Actually, I'm a registered nurse, and but I've been looking into flipping houses for quite some time. Looked at the way the market had bottomed out, according to all indicators, and decided that if I was going to do it, now would be the time. Started by going to some educational classes and seminars that were offered locally, and then ultimately came across my MyHouseDeals.com. I went ahead and subscribed, and through that website, I just started making phone calls on the different houses that were there, trying to get some gather information, you know, look at some good deals. And ultimately, I came across a wholesaler who is now my mentor. He posts quite a few of his properties on wholesale.com. And after speaking with him on the phone, actually about one of his properties, long story short, he's now my mentor and helping me to, gauge the market and helping me from making the pitfalls that most people do in their first couple of investments just out of ignorance, not stupidity. And through his help and guidance, I was able to purchase my first property through your website, and it's an awesome property, and we are getting ready to put it on the market in about a week and a half. It's a flip, and we got a great deal, and it was listed on MyHouseDeals.com.
Oh, that's great. So what, other than it being a good property, what made you choose this one?
It's in a good neighborhood. The ARV, as far as was opposed to what I purchased it for in repair value, ended up being a substantial amount. And the properties in the area were turning over in less than 30 days. So all indicators looked like it would be a great property to go ahead and invest in and, remodel and then flip it.
Okay. When you did your initial analysis, how did you go about verifying the after repair value and the cost of repairs?
Through my mentor, he helped me. We got on some different websites and just looked at comps.
Okay.
Looked at comps in the area as far as what they were selling for within the last 30 days, and within first a mile and then half mile and then the 2-block radius to get as close as possible.
Do you focus more on buying, fixing, and reselling, or holding properties as rentals, and why?
Well, since this is my first property and I'm very new in the game and don't have, hardly any money to hold, in order to hold on to properties at this time, initially we're going to be buying and flipping and then building our bank accounts where then we can go ahead and invest in some properties to hold and put renters into.
And last question, what advice would you give to new investors to help them in future investing?
It's what all the classes say, just the one thing is just jump out of your comfort box. It's scary as heck because there are so many, there are so many perceived pitfalls. And there are some if you're not educated. If you don't do what's called your due diligence, which is tedious, and you have to be on a computer, in every 3 moments. And the more you're on it, it's very confusing. And I feel like I'm an educated person.
Right.
I'm a registered nurse, but it's extremely, just put your time in. Just look at it as you're going back to college. That's what I did. I'm going back to college. Seriously, still going back to college to get my master's in nursing. I thought, I will put in the time that I would be doing if I was going to school part-time and learn about real estate. That's what I would really like to do. And just do that. Put in an hour, 2 hours a day. Just look at it as you're going to class and get educated. And then once you feel comfortable about your education, if you're able to, try to find a mentor. And they're out there. Just try to find a mentor, which ultimately which you can offer them as a percentage, like I did my mentor, 30% of, the profit on the first property, and then he's there, to help you every step of the way. Don't be afraid to talk to people. That was my, I'm not afraid to talk to people. I pick up the phone and just dial, and all the people I was dialing were actually on your website, and just saying, hey, this is who I am, this is what I'm doing, do you have any advice, can you tell me about your property, and some people have time to talk to you, and they're willing to help some well.
Yeah.
And if they don't, okay, that's great. You just don't take it personally, hang up and go on to the next one. Just don't be afraid to put yourself out there and don't take it at all personal because some people will help, some people won't.
That's some great advice. I really liked your comparison about the college.
Well, that's exactly what I did. I'd actually enrolled in classes and I thought, do I want to go to school another 3 years to get my master's Or do I want to go ahead and, you know, and put the time and not near the money into the education, because there's so much out there on the web and just local, you know, classes and stuff. Just put the time and money into something that I've really been wanting to do, and it's the perfect time to get in. So that's what I just, I went ahead and I've taken a few classes, stopped taking classes, put my time and effort into real estate. And believe me, it's a lot easier to learn than what I was wanting to do. So.
Well, thank you so much, Terry, for talking with us. And we're glad that
thank you.
Everything was successful for you on our site.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.